You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an insect? Now, this actually surprises a lot of people, but insects are a type of animal. We often think of animals as those big, warm, fuzzy things, but there are lots of other different types of animals as well. And most people don't really have a good understanding of them. For example, there are more species of insects than any other type of animal. In fact, according to the Smithsonian Institute, there are about 1 million known insects, which makes up about 80% of the world's species. That's a lot of insects. They're found pretty much everywhere. They're found on land as well as in the water, both fresh water and even in the ocean. All right, so what are some of the characteristics of these animals, the insects? Well, it's important to know that they're a type of arthropod. Arthropods include the arachnids, such as spiders, and they include the crustaceans, such as crabs and lobsters. They have segmented bodies. They have a segmented skeleton. Their skeleton is known as an exoskeleton, which means that unlike us, where we have our skeletons on the inside of our body, an endoskeleton, insects have an exoskeleton. Their skeleton is on the outside of their body. And as their bodies grow, they grow too large for that exoskeleton. So they do what's known as molting. As they grow too large for the skeleton, and they molt or crawl out of that exoskeleton. Insects also go through various stages, where each of those stages would have a different look to the body. Think about a butterfly, for example. They go through these steps or stages, which are known as metamorphosis, and each one of those stages physically looks different. Insects also have three body parts: the head, which is where they would have two antennae, and compound eyes. Think about it this way. If you looked at a bug eye, it looks like it has many different lenses or parts to it, known as a compound eye. The second body part would be the middle part, the thorax, where they have three pairs of legs. So insects have a total of six legs. And then the third part of the body would be the abdomen, which is where digestion occurs, and they also have the reproductive organs. Now, I recognize that a lot of people are grossed out and freaked out by insects, but let's be realistic. Insects are incredibly successful animals. As I said, they already live all over the world, but they've been around for a long, long time. In the fossil record, there are insects that are in rock strata that are approximately 400 million years old. So here's a fun experiment. Go out in your backyard on a nice summer, spring day and see if you can catch a couple different types of insects. Put a different type in each jar and take a look at it. Examine it carefully. Look at it under your magnifying glass. Try to see those characteristics that make up an insect, and you just might become an entomologist, the scientist who studies insects. We've just learned a little bit about insects and the science of insects. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.